This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I want to share with you a very interesting interpretation of the Baalei HaTosis on a difficult pasuk. This is a pasuk many have asked me about and I've wondered about. So it talks about Bnei Yisrael, they wanted meat. So the pasuk says, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud Ches through Chaf, V'nasan Hashem lachem basar achatem. Hashem will give you meat. Lo yoyim echad toichlen. You're not going to eat it for one day. V'lo yoyim ayim, not for 2 days. V'lo chamisha yamim, not for 5 days. V'lo esrim yamim, not 10 days. V'lo esrim yoyim, not 20 days. Ad chodesh yamim, you're going to have it for a month. So if God wants to feed us meat for a month, let it say you're going to eat meat for a month. Why does it have to go through this whole routine over here? Not 1 day, not 2 days, not 5 days, not 10 days, not 20 days, 30 days, a month. So the Das Akenemi Baalei HaTosis writes something astounding, that this pasuk is a remez to the 67 days a year, that it's a mitzvah to rest, to be shoyves, and therefore if you eat meat, you won't be harmed. There's 67 days a year that it's a mitzvah to rest, and eating meat won't harm you. How? What's the remez? Add up, yoyim is one, yoyimayim is another two, that's three, chamisha is another five, that's eight, 10 is another, is 18, 20, 38, and chodesh yamim, a month is 29 days, 67 days. Says Tosis, there's 67 days a year that eating meat won't harm you. And there's a mitzvah to eat meat. What are the 67 days a year? In the 67 days in the lunar year, you have 50 days of Pesach. 50 days of Shabbos. You have 50 days of Shabbos. 4 days of Pesach. First two and the last two. 2 days of Shavuos. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. 1 day of Erev Yom Kippur, 4 days of Sukkot, and four from Chodesh Ha'ibor of an Ibriyar, which is interesting. So the 67 days are 50 days of Pesach, another 4 days of 50 days of Shabbos, 50 days of Shabbos, 4 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 1 day of Erev Yom Kippur, 4 days of Sukkot, and 4 of the Shabbosim of an Ibriyar. So you have the 50 days of Shabbos, plus an additional 17 days from Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and the Shabbosim of an Ibriyar. Which, first of all, first thing you see here is you need to eat meat on Shavuos. Contrary to people who like to get away by eating lasagna, why somebody would want to get away about eating lasagna, that's one of the great mysteries of life. But you have to eat meat on Yom Tov. The big question is, why did Tosfos omit Chol HaMoed? Because on Chol HaMoed, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat meat. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, Halav Asimcha Shmoni Yamim, on Chol HaMoed, you're chayiv. There's definitely a mitzvah to eat meat. What about the opinion that on Purim there's a mitzvah to eat meat? The Rambam says, what's the chiv of the Sudas Purim? He says, Sheyoichal Basar. And the Magen Avraham explains, because Purim is a day of Simcha. So you say, well, the Torah is only talking about the Oraisas. Well, it does talk about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. The Sefer Otzer Plois HaTorah brings a possible explanation that we're only talking about the 67 days are the days that you're chayiv in Shavisa, you're chayiv to abstain from Malacha. And if you're mechabed these days, you won't be harmed. Question though is, on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of Shavisa? Hard to say that. But what's also interesting is that this remez includes the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. So this would be a remez to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios Mid Oraisa. Now, if we could study for a moment Tosfos says on these 67 days that eating meat won't harm you, that implies that eating meat is not healthy and it's harmful. In fact, the Yalkut Me'amloyes brings in Parshas Noach, quoted by the Oitzer Pleis HaTorah. He asks, why is it that before the Dor HaMabul, people lived very long lives, they lived like 1,000 years, and now the lifespan has been shortened? So he quotes the Rambam that they used to have good eating habits. They didn't eat meat. They didn't eat raw foods. They didn't eat foods from living beings. They didn't drink wine. They ate organic. They drank water. And they ate in moderation. But that seems to indicate that achilas basar is somewhat harmful. But on these 67 days, so this is also a very interesting nekuda, because some people, they say, well, if meat is not healthy, I'm not going to eat it on Shabbos, I'm not going to eat on Yom Tov. No, what you eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't count. You're protected. These days, you're resting, remelacha, and the body is able to properly take in the basar of a behema and digest it, and it won't adversely affect one's health. So there are a lot of nuggets here in this Tosfos. First of all, in how to read the Pasuk, why the Pasuk says all of these numbers, 1 and 2 and 5 and 10 and 20 and 29. And the Remez, interestingly, includes Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. Furthermore, it seems that meat other times, you're better without it. But it also, we learn that meat on the Yomim Tovim and Shabbosos is, in fact, not harmful. Okay, that's first offering for today.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.